Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Rear Admiral Patrick Stillman, Program Executive Officer of the U.S. Coast Guard's Deepwater Program. Joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Dave Abel.
Pat, let's spend a couple of minutes talking about managing the Deepwater
program.
Dave,
sure.
We know that Coast Guard is contracting with numerous organizations in the U.S. and internationally to implement Deepwater. How are you going to manage the logistics of a massive multi-billion dollar international program?
That's an excellent question. And once again, I think it falls to three basic principles: performance, people, and partnership. And let me just briefly talk about partnership first, because it was tied to the last question that we ended with earlier. We're going to have a common office with the systems integrator. We're going to co-locate with the systems integrator in town here somewhere within 25 miles of Washington. And we will work together in the same spaces to make this work. I'm convinced that co-location is absolutely essential in terms of assimilating cultures to truly make this a successful undertaking. In addition, because it is so complex and because you have so many interests coming together, you have to use the common lexicon is integrated product teams. Basically, what you're talking about are teaming arrangements with the integrator and stakeholders, subcontractors, the prime, the Coast Guard, the Navy perhaps, other interested partners, where teams will be formed and will truly work together to solve problems as well as to attend to common systems engineering requirements of cost, schedule, and performance. That's the way ahead for us. And that requires some stakeholders to let go to a certain extent, because obviously cycle times in terms of decisions and requirements in terms of resolving complex problems are always not necessarily easy to attend to. So you really have to be forehanded, and you have to anticipate, and you have to be innovative. You're going to use what's called a common data environment, where we will share everything with the integrator and the subs where appropriate, so that people real-time know where the problems are and have an opportunity to contribute to the solution. You know, there's some acquisitions in government that have been successful in that regard. GAO has done some studies as far as, integrated product teams and how they can contribute to these complex undertakings, and I'm convinced that teaming arrangements are fundamental to success. Let me also say that we will obviously have to draw upon the expertise of other circles of government. And by that I mean where it makes sense to do so. As far as aviation assets, we will work with NAVAIR to attend to technical and operational test requirements with respect to those assets. And by the same token, where it makes sense to do so, we'll look to partner with the NAVC, which is responsible for shipbuilding in the Navy and their contracting requirements. I'm not in the business of manufacturing overhead. I'm in the business of trying to do this in the most efficient and effective way possible.
One of the things that you mentioned as a significant challenge was stakeholders. In the first segment, you talked about the Coast Guard's mission being involved in maritime safety, law enforcement, environmental protection, national defense. With such a broad scope of work for the Coast Guard, who do you consider to be your stakeholders?
Well, that's a great question. And in reality, honestly, it's the answer's found in public administration and the multi-mission nature of the Coast Guard. I have both external and internal stakeholders. Externally, I'm committed to two facets. One, the American public. We are working to bring value to the table as far as the American public's concerned in the maritime arena. And if we can't do that, then we ought to be fired. How do you measure value? Through efficiency and effectiveness. Performance-based results matter in that regard. And by the same token, I've got a keen obligation to the practitioner of the Coast Guard. And by that I mean the young man and woman who flies the aircraft or takes the ship to sea or sits in that operations center for long hours and serves the American public. I have an obligation to equip them with the best possible equipment to empower them to do their jobs effectively. But then internally, within the Coast Guard, I have an obligation to serve the engineers, to serve the IT experts to serve the multiple facets that comprise the structure and processes of the Coast Guard, such that we are making progress as far as improving the organization and being innovative in the process. And then, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Department of Transportation, which has been extremely supportive of this undertaking and truly has embraced, I think, the Government Performance Results Act and the need for strategic plans and the absolute necessity for performance-based acquisitions. Secretary Mineta and Mike Jackson, the Deputy Secretary, have been absolute leaders in terms of promoting this type of business methodology. But you've got to look to Congress and GAO and the DOTIG. All those are stakeholders. And, hey, I think leaders simplify. My dictum is you got to live in the light. We are here to hide nothing. You know, if we make mistakes, then we ought to share those mistakes and you learn from them. But the last thing I want to do is re-baseline every year. So I need to hit home runs early, often, and ensure that success and carrying the mail metaphorically is what marks this acquisition from the start. And enjoying GAO and others as far as a learning experience that truly all from government can benefit from.
As part of the efforts to deliver value, you've chosen to contract out some services. And I think if we imagine the president's management agenda going forward, more of that might be done. And yet some agencies are reluctant to do that, I think. And so, and given your experiences, what lessons learned would you share with them about dealing with contractors and contracting out services?
Sure. Well, it's not an easy issue, and it's particularly complex in an organization like the Coast Guard, because you have personnel systems that obviously are woven and interlocked with the delivery of services. So if you decide to contract out, let's say, a major facet of the organization, for example, food service, if you will, the cooks, you've got to keep in mind that you have ships that take to sea, and those are manned by military individuals, and those individuals have to have billets ashore to rotate to after they've served their 2 or 3 years on board a ship. So it's really a complex undertaking, you know, try to resolve what areas you truly can do this with or where you should do it. I think that the acquisition strategy for Deepwater promotes a fair assessment of those issues. And I don't think there's any question that you will see the integration of technology, innovative ways of attending to the missions that define the Coast Guard. For example, unmanned aerial vehicles. There is no question in my mind that long term, that is probably a very, very appropriate way to surveil the maritime arena, and to do so with a cost-effective foundation. Now, there is nothing that says the Coast Guard has to own those unmanned aerial vehicles. Quite the contrary. I think that power by the hour, and by that I mean basically paying a private provider for the services, the data that that asset or multiple assets can bring to the table, is a good way potentially to attend to the overall cost of systems. And by the same token, as it pertains For example, logistics support for these deep water assets. Will we have all the maintenance provided by Coast Guard personnel? Or would it make sense in some circumstances to contract out some of that maintenance to subcontractors, such that you can give people, more time off in port, and B, provide for greater expertise, perhaps over a longer continuum, as it pertains to having to retrain people and you know, all the facets of providing for a stable workforce. So, you know, all those issues will come into play as you balance the total ownership cost of the undertaking with the need to be effective operationally.
Let me dig a little bit deeper, because you only just mentioned cost savings in the last answer, just a little bit. And so I'm curious, it used to be when you look towards contracting out, everyone said that, well, there are tremendous cost savings to be had. And yet you've mentioned it seldom, but you've talked about expertise and services. So I'm wondering, you know, is the dialogue changing now? Is how people think about contracting?
Well, I think that, you know, there are some services that are inherently governmental. And there are some services that, quite frankly, a partnership is probably most appropriate with respect to the public-private sector. I don't think that the issue is necessarily easy to truly define at the very roots. You know, it takes a lot of forethought and insight on the part of not only the organization that's looking to contract services, but also the provider. I think it's often familiar for us to say, well, we can easily contract out the simple provision of services, you know, the running of a base. But unquestionably, you have to be attuned to just what the impact of that contracting may have upon the overall personnel processes of the organization, particularly with respect to military organizations, you know, as well as how you may have to assimilate that contract within the construct of your training and education systems. It's a really complex undertaking, but one that I think you have to truly kick the tires on constantly to find the best way ahead. And you can't be adverse to doing so.
It's a good stopping point. Come back with us as we continue our conversation on the Deepwater program with Rear Admiral Patrick Stillman. We'll ask him to look out to the future and share his vision of the program and the Coast Guard. This is the Business of Government Hour.